The final musher crossed the Yukon Quest finish line Friday evening, bringing to a close the 30th running of the annual race between Whitehorse in the Yukon and Fairbanks. A handful of awards were handed out to participants at the awards banquet on Saturday night. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
Bells jingled as rookie Diane Bergen pulled her team across this year's Yukon Quest finish line.
There are really bear bells, and we always put bear bells just to keep like the buffalo, let the buffalo know that we're coming, and the moose and wolves and stuff. And the one time I didn't have the bear bells on this year, we got chased by wolves, so I put the bear bells back on.
Bergen from Yellowknife in Canada's Northwest Territories is the 20th and final musher to arrive in Fairbanks. She traveled nearly the entire quest trail from Whitehorse by herself.
I prefer to be by myself. I train by myself. I don't really have anybody else running with me, and when I'm out, you know, training in the Northwest Territories, so it's just kind of normal for me. I like it. Yeah, I can run at my own pace, knock my dogs at my own pace, and stop when I think they're tired. And
Bergen's dogs are just as shy as she is. Roughly 200 meters from the finish line, her whole team stopped. Bergen says the crowd gathered to welcome them in, and the bridges overhead made the dogs nervous. So she switched up her leaders and walked the skittish team across the line. She says it's unlikely she'll return for another quest.
No, I gotta spend the next 5 years paying for everything. Yeah.
Bergen accepted a Red Lantern for her finale finish during a banquet Saturday night. She and a handful of other rookies were recognized by 2013 Rookie of the Year Scott Smith.
To be a rookie in this race is unlike any other race, that's for sure. And I feel more like a representative to you guys this year than the top rookie this year. So to Marcus Ingebertson, Susie Rogan, Danae Tremblay, Cody Strath, Darren Lee, Rob Cook, Matt Failer, and Diane Bergen, great job and congratulations.
Rookie Darren Lee took home the Challenge of the North Award this year. Race officials agreed unanimously Lee most exemplified the spirit of the race. This was Lee's third attempt to complete the Yukon Quest.
I never stopped running dogs ever since I last came here, and it was always to come back and to finish this. So I really appreciate the officials recognizing me and everybody. Thank you.
Lee is among a handful of mushers who say they won't return for another quest, but there is one musher who says he'll never leave. Dave Dalton of Healy tied 1995 champion Frank Turner for the most Yukon Quest finishes this year. Both men have run 18 races. Dalton says he doesn't have a reason to quit.
It's just a way of life for me. It's just the people and the racing, and you know, it's an adventure every year. Different things happen, and it's a challenge every year, and it challenges me and my dogs and my body. And
Dalton's highest finish is third place in 2004 and 2008. He says he's always aiming for a win.
Oh yeah, next year we got five new finishers, so we should have a good selection next year. So we're still rebuilding year after year. So one of these days, it's just going to click.
There were a handful of other awards given out during the banquet. Eureka musher Brent Sass received this year's Sportsmanship Award. Whitehorse musher Normand Cazavant was awarded the Veterinarian's Choice Award for exemplary dog care. Champion Alan Moore's lead dog Quito received a bowl full of steak and a golden harness. The six-year-old husky has finished three quests and four Iditarods. Alan Moore says he'll likely return next year. With years of racing ahead of her, Quito may well be one of the lead dogs to leave next year's Yukon Quest start line on February 1st, 2014. I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.